a happy man anyway. Yeah. That's to come here and continue the run. It's not an easy place to go, and Alloa would have seen the Jim would have seen the Falkirk game last night, and you know, we knew we were going to be in for a tough afternoon, but credit to the boys that we've managed to get another victory under our belt.
Another clean sheet, another 1-0, seems to be a habit.
Yeah, and long may it continue, but you know, just watching the goal back itself, you know, I think Greg's just counted there was 17 passes, so that's pleasing, because it's maybe stuff that we've not been given a little bit of credit for over this run. But the one thing that we have shown is we've got character at the moment. And you know, I've worked with the boy Ian Flanagan when he was at Falkirk, and he's got tremendous delivery, and he put in a few dangerous crosses from set plays today, but the boys have stood up to it. I think Louis Longridge clears one off the line with a header as well. So as I say, it's every man fighting tooth and nail to try and get results, and we're getting a wee bit of rubby green as well.
Should we just turn up in the second half in future?
The strange thing is, when we've come in, we knew we had to compete better, and we were looking a bit fragile. There's not much in the Championship in terms of the quality between the teams. There's, you know, the league table speaks for itself, but it's probably like a boxing match in the early rounds where they're going toe-to-toe with each other, and then it's not until the later stages that the quality, certainly for ourselves, is starting to come through. But in terms of effort, commitment and even passion, starting to show now, and I think the supporters are buying into that as well.
You must think you have a viable chance, Stevie, of the playoffs now.
I think the dangerous thing is, if we'd spoke about this three weeks ago, you know, we would have been absolutely delighted to be in the position we are. The one thing that I said to the boys today was Ayr United, you know, there's a gap of 6 points, and that was our target. You know, we can't say to Inverness, are they going to win their game or not? That's in their own hands. So that's a pleasing thing again, that we've come here today and made 3 points in Ayr United.
A testing game next week against Dundee United as well.
Yeah, as I say, it's one that the boys can look forward to. I didn't see any signs of us getting carried away today. It was a gritty performance again at the right times. And, you know, we'll just demand the same again from the boys. The pleasing thing again today is there's been a few changes, and the boys that have come in have done terrific. So there's a good atmosphere in the squad. Everybody's getting their chances, and they're all playing their part.
Smashing. Thank you very much.